Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Wakanda.
Welcome. Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And yeah, they were pouring up shots tonight, once again, for the MVP, Francisco Lindor. Like, what? First pitch swinging, a two-run blast to right center field. I don't know if you heard Mad Dog Chris Russo's call. I don't know if you heard Howie Rose's call. Excellent. I mean, the guy does it again. In the biggest moment, puts the team on his back, the city on his back, comes through, and propels the Mets to an 8-7 victory. And you just heard Edwin Diaz say, yeah, once he hit that home run, I was coming back out. And I was sitting in the room with everybody, and I guess they didn't hear me, but I was quiet as kept, you know, back there. They're like, yeah, do we go to Stanek? Do we bring him back out? I said, wasn't the plan for Edwin Diaz to get the outs in the 8th and the 9th? Sent Edwin Diaz back out there, and he was a different guy going out there and got it done. The Mets win. Now let's bring in Fleegs. Fleegs, I know you couldn't come in here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but where were you watching the game? Share with us your day, who you watched it with, and you know what your thoughts were. I know you were on record saying you didn't believe they could make it to October, but none of that matters.
No, listen, I didn't think they would go to Atlanta and finally slay the dragon. So I'm thrilled right now. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. You see the front of my jersey. On the back is Lindor. So happy for him. He won't get the MVP, and he should. I mean, Ohtani did 50. I mean, we know what he did, but He had an MVP moment today and is well-deserving of what will be a second-place finish. So, yeah, I was in state college this weekend, so I came back yesterday. Okay. A lot of travel. My plan was to wake up kind of later in the afternoon and catch up in the first game on DVR, then watch through the end of the doubleheader. But my body woke me up today before the Met game, almost like, hey, Mets are playing essentially a playoff
game
today.
Gotta watch it live.
I can't sleep through it. Let's watch it live. So I watched it live at home by myself. My wife was at work. My dad, who on some days I might, like, yeah, I'm not coming in. It's too far away, too far in advance of work. Like, I would have to then be here till 6:30 a.m. So I wasn't coming here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If I sometimes would watch with my dad, he's in Florida, so that was off the table. So I watched that game by myself, but probably made enough noise for, you know, 2-3 people. I was screaming and saying a lot of words I can't repeat on air as Schwellenbach was shutting them down, going nuts in the in the eighth inning when they put together the rally. And, you know, to be honest, like, I wasn't even worried that Diaz was going to blow the game until the play where he doesn't cover first.
Yep.
Then, and I was just talking about this with Pete McCarthy. After that play, I was convinced that, well, they're at least tying the game. And, I mean, when the Braves took the 7-6 lead, I don't know how any Mets fan could have felt positive. But the guy who has been a big part of changing this culture and the feel around this team, you know, he didn't fully get to do it in 2022. There was still a lot else here, maybe, and he'd only been here for 2 years. But in the Steve Cohen era, the first major acquisition, Francisco Lindor, he put the team on his back yesterday, and he got them to the playoffs. He's had big hits all season long. He had another one. And knowing what he's going through with the injury, the pain he must be in, I mean, Lindor endeared himself forever to Mets fans on Monday. He'd probably done enough for that for most fans already, but I think there were some that were still kind of holding out. They, you know, he's not homegrown. They don't like the money, all that nonsense. I mean, he won everybody. Those people still holding out, he won them over on Monday. This team won everybody over. Carlos Mendoza became a Met icon. Jose Iglesias, all of it. Everything from this fun season was validated because they made the playoffs. I obviously hope they go on a run, but they don't need to. For me, they already accomplished what they needed to in 2024.
Well said. I mean, Lindor finishes with 33 homers, 29 stolen bases, so just short of the 30-30 season, but this is his best season as a Met because, like, he literally powered them to wins. He spoke up in the team meeting. He did it with his bat. He became the leadoff hitter. He stole bases. He played every single day at shortstop, and he led the way, man. And, yeah, it's Steve Cohen, David Stearns, and Francisco Lindor all together. I know early on in the season I had a take that, you know, I don't know how many Mets fans listen to me and listen to me actually talk about them because of all the trolling I do. I don't care. But I said this is the end of the LOL Mets. This is the end of being a laughingstock and becoming a perennial postseason contender. You have the richest owner in the sport. You have one of the smartest baseball guys running the operation. You have a leader, a big money player, one of the best in the world in Francisco Lindor, and you have young talent coming up. Shout out to Billy Epler as well for the trades that they made last year. Thank me later. You got to see a little bit of Acuna's brother. You guys obviously saw Vientos. You know Alvarez. You know there's guys coming up, and you know you have the power to just buy some of the best players. And I really do think, like, they're building the casino and the hotels. Like, there's a future where, you know, the young Mets fans that live through this run, and we'll see what happens in October, like, they have a lot more of this in store because the culture is shifting, the culture is changing, and that's the hardest thing to do. There's been so many times on The Fan we talked about you can't sell the Mets to a Juan Soto. You can't sell the Mets to a potential free agent to sign there without winning. You got to win first. You have to change the brand. You can't be losers. You can't be laughingstocks. Nobody wants to put that jersey on that way. This team was fun, still is fun. This team has the right vibes, leadership, a lot of cool players, a lot of cool different things that came from this season. Some people may call it gimmicks. It's stuff that brings people in. Baseball's supposed to be fun. And Francisco Lindor had fun and led the way with a smile. Even with pain in his back, he put the team on his back. I can't say enough about the guy. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Joe is in Brooklyn next up on The Fan.
Yo, what's kids? What's going on? How are we?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Not sure if I misunderstood you before, but did you say Francisco Lindor is the king of New York?
Francisco Lindor at this moment, I said there were three kings, but at this moment right now, you cannot say that people aren't putting him up on that throne after what he did today, yesterday.
You're putting him over Aaron Judge. I'm saying Lindor doesn't have any postseason moments yet or hasn't carried the team to the postseason other than this year.
As of right now, what Lindor just did for the Mets fans, and I'm assuming you're a Yankee fan like I am, Judge, great. Judge, last time Judge was on the field, he went 0-for-5 with 5 Ks. I hope that Judge goes out and goes absolutely nuts, goes crazy in this postseason, because I don't want to hear again that he's a 2-11 hitter. But, like, Lindor propelling them into the postseason right now, he's up there with Brunson, with Judge.
he's up there, but you're putting him before Judge. Judge has been carrying the team for the last 7 years.
There's three kings. Judge, Brunson, Lindor are all kings in their own right. You can rank them however you want to rank them. Judge's ranking is about to be, debatable by what he does in this next couple weeks, if it is a couple weeks.
Yeah, and quick question. If Ohtani will be in the American League, who do you think wins MVP this year?
Ohtani. Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Like, I'm not trying to debate who the king is. Some of you guys will throw Shesterkin in there. Some of you guys will throw, I don't know who else you'll throw in there. You really can't. I've given you my thoughts. Like, for a while, I was like, Brunson, no way. When I saw the crowd and the pandemonium at Fanatics Fest for Jalen Brunson, I'm like, this guy's got everybody eating out of the palm of his hands. He just took less money. They named him captain. The run that they just went on. He's a second-round exit king in New York. Because the Knicks fans have never had anything. Just getting to the second round back-to-back years. This guy's a king. Pandemonium for my saw with my own eyes. And that's when I started to give the guy respect. Like, yo, his line at Fanatics Fest just to meet him and sign autographs was deep. In a room with Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, guys like that. Allen Iverson, guys like that. Brunson was king. 888-808-1019. Aaron Judge is the king. We get it. He's the captain of the New York Yankees. He's playing center field this whole year for the New York Yankees. He's the AL home run king. But, I mean, what do the Yankees have to do, folks? They got to win the World Series. What do the Yankees have to do, folks? They got to perform in the postseason. All that regular season stuff is cool. Judge is not going to be talked about as a king of New York if Lindor has a better postseason than him and propels the Mets further than the Yankees. If Judge comes up small, people are going to be talking about what king. But yes, right now, if I had to name three kings, there can be more than one, especially in a city where we have all of these teams and all of these people and all of these fans. Brunson, Lindor, and Judge are all kings of New York in their own rights. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Queens and talk to Mickey on the fan. What's up? No, Mikey on the fan. Sorry, Mikey.
All good, Keith. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. It's a good night to be on. It's the most wonderful time. You don't have to be a Mets fan to appreciate what we got to see yesterday.
That's facts, brother. It's a good time to be from Queens.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me just start off by saying you nailed it in your opening by talking about how that moment watching Lindor hit that ball out of the park, like solidified becoming, that moment just solidified like becoming a Mets fan for the younger generation. Like, I was watching it with my son, and that moment, I could see it in his eyes. When he threw his arms up in the air, he became a Met fan the rest of his life.
Oh, like, yeah. It's locked in now. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That changed his trajectory. Like, he'll remember that moment forever. Like, that just propelled him for the rest of his life, just shot him on the path to just
Season, no matter if they struggle in the beginning, in the middle part, or the end, he will believe because he watched Francisco Lindor do that in the ninth inning on game 161.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That was bonkers, man. That, like, I could see it in his eyes. Like, it just changed his belief in that team. Like, he will remember that moment forever. And that's just amazing. Like, I love the Mets for doing that for my son.
Yeah, that's where it all starts, bro. Like, all of us grown men that are up right now at 1:15, all of us grown men that listen to this radio station all day and go online and tweet about it and go to the ballpark, where did it all begin? It all started when we were a little kid like that.
Exactly. And, like, that's just amazing. It really is. It was such a beautiful moment. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the man that made it happen for my son, Lindor. He deserves everything that he's getting right now. Like, you just called him the king of New York. That's amazing. He really deserves it because after the years of all the abuse that he got, after getting that $341 million contract, like, he got so much crap for all those years, and now he's finally performing, and Like, he really deserves all this praise.
It's all
really
part of the process. That's why I said he evolved through it. He had to learn, right? He had to become this version of himself. Now, he'll have more grace if he has a slow start next year.
He matured
as well. He's grown up in front of our eyes in New York. This is not Cleveland.
Exactly. Like, it's just been a beautiful thing to watch. And this team, like, what they've done together, like, they really just bonded as a team and, like, evolved, like you said, and matured and really just made it happen, the make it happen mess. Thank you for, like, making that phrase become. It really is just amazing, dude.
It's real. Thanks for the call, Mikey. Like, if you've been listening to me watch Mets games live on The Fan, obviously we don't carry the Mets, so there's been plenty of nights that I've been on where I've watched Mets games. And I remember talking to the Schmooze, Steve Summers, one night where I had Steve on, and I think the Mets were down like 5 or 6 runs to the Phillies. And he's like, well, this game's practically over or something like that. And I was like, I don't know. I've seen them make it happen before. And I think that was the night I started calling them to make it happen. I'm like, nah, these guys are different, bro. Like, they're never say die in 2022. They're never say die bunch. They have some fight in them, 27 outs. They will see it through. They'll wait till the one guy in the bullpen is ready to give it up and bat around. Like, they will make it happen. I've seen them do it. 2023 was not that. That was the let it happen Mets. And there's this thing that I saw on Instagram years ago, I guess like a motivational speaker, where he's like, losers, let it happen, but winners, make it happen. So then I started saying that. 2023, they were losers. Like, Evans drop, I'm a loser. Losers let it happen. I felt like they got punked. They got bullied in 2023. They let a bunch of stuff happen to them. This year, in shedding that skin, in breaking away from the LOL Mets and becoming this team that could honestly be a perennial postseason contender with how they have it lined up, owner, president of baseball operations, captain, leader of the team, highest paid player, young guys they have coming, talent they have, and the prospects for the next 10 years in that area in Queens, like, man, it's not an overnight process. They had so many moments this year, games that they blew, LOL Mets moments, Hawk to a girl, losing that game to Shea Langeliers and J.J. Bleday, you know, that game against Anaheim where J.D. Martinez hits the grand slam. You can't lose that game. I was already talking about Memorial Day weekend against the Giants, finding ways to blow the game. Michael Tonkin early in the year, Rhys Hoskins. It took a lot to shake that off, but look, now they're in the postseason with an opportunity to go knock off David Stern's former team. It's an amazing script. I like to watch movies like this. I don't go to the movie theater. Chris is in Tampa on The Fan next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So listen, the funny thing is, the last time we talked was the day that Jorge Lopez threw his glove, or whatever that guy's name was.
They overcame that? And, yes, go on.
Yeah, but it was... I've had two negative moments. I was positive Tommy before there was positive Tommy.
Positive Chrissy.
But brother, man, I had that negative moment that night. Me and you talked. You talked me off the ledge a little bit. I woke up the next day. I said, I'm back to who I am. And then today at about maybe 3:30, I was texting my son who you and him on Twitter talk all the time. Justin, I don't know what his name is on Twitter. But anyway,
I talk to everybody on Twitter. It's funny because I meet people in real life. They're like, yo, we talk on Twitter. I'm like, I don't be looking at the profile pictures. I just send tweets.
Well, he always talks about you. So I know he likes what you got to say. But so the other moment was today. And when I got negative today, I stopped myself right there. I said, you know what, man? Something good is going to happen. I just feel it. Mm-hmm. And I was at work. I was literally at work with the AirBud in my ear, listening to the game, had a customer, I sell cars, had a customer, like, they must have thought I was crazy. I was, like, jumping up and down, going crazy when the door hit that home run, man. But that was just a great moment, and, you know, I want to say something about you. You know, you were just talking about trolling before, and you do troll us. And when you first started on The Fan, I'll be honest, I hated you, man. I really did. But now I know that you're real in what you say. You mean what you say, whether it's going to, you know, make it people get annoyed with you or not. I honestly believe you mean what you say. And I listen to you every night. I have to listen to that damn Yankee post game all the time to get to you, but I do it. So thank you. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you for just being you. And hey, let's go Mets. Anything can happen. Like Fleek said, they've already made my year. I'm good, but I'll take anything else that's to come.
Yeah, you got a series. Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. Yeah, let's go Mets. Let's go Yankee Mets. Remember I came through with that when you signed Mendoza, when you signed Harrison Bader, Severino. I'm like, these guys want to be the Yankees so bad. You know, I know it sounds conversational and the radio is intimate. It's very personal. It's like it's just you and I. But, like, this is entertainment. So think of, like, a stand-up comedian on stage. That's what this is closest to. Being a radio host on a microphone, you just can't see the audience. So you need a little bit of comedy. You need a little bit of trolling. You need a little bit of making fun. Every single Mets fan listening to me troll the Mets throughout my 3 years on WFAN has a neighbor, a coworker, a best friend, or a family member that has probably said the same exact things that I said. Maybe not exactly how I say them. I think I'm one of the best as far as trolling the Mets. I think I've just got, I don't know, I've got ammo, I've got clips loaded. But, like, you got to be able to separate that from analysis, separate that from the real things that I was saying. Like Chris said, when that Jorge Lopez stuff happened, I laughed about it, of course. Because I'm like, even I remember a Yankee fan caught the glove. But I'm like, you have to destroy before you can elevate. You follow me? Like, you just got swept by the Dodgers. And I remember that's when I really was getting annoyed with that dance that they do. It looked like the Dragon Ball Z fusion. Ha! Like, Otani. And, you know, I even was pissed with the Dodgers because I'm like, where's Pantone 294? How come they won't go take over Flushing? They're going to come to the Bronx. But I knew with the whole Jorge Lopez thing, and even, you know, they misinterpreted his quote where he said he felt like he was the worst effing teammate, not on the worst effing team. I'm like, this is rock bottom again. But when you hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. So let's see what they're really about. They're calling this team meeting. And you know what the biggest thing that came out of that for me was? A rookie manager saying in his post-game press conference, we have standards around here. Really? The Mets? Well, let's see it. They got rid of him. They move forward. And right after that, they turned the page and started winning. 888-808-1019. I know it's hard to remember my shows or remember the moment, but I remember what I said. I remember what my reaction to it was this too shall pass. And good things can come from this. Let's go to Hawaii and talk to Michael on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Oh, how's it going, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm living the dream, man, out here, but it's a big time difference. I just want to say, lifelong Mets fan, game one today was one of the best games I've seen since I became a Mets fan. There was another caller talking about those memories.
Instant classic. It'll be on SNY Mets Classic tomorrow.
What a game. What a game. I mean, and just for the record, you know, with the time difference, I started at 7:10 in the morning out here, so I had to set my alarm.
Oh, wow.
I got up and just, but it was great, man. I mean, but no, I don't know if it was that great because there was a lot of stress involved. I mean, just going those innings.
No, it didn't want to go to the Ozzie Albies homer, Ramon Laureano homer, Schwellenbach just mowing guys down. They couldn't do anything with them. It's like, really? Is this how it's going to go?
It's the Braves, and it's the Braves. So, you know, you're thinking the worst. I've been rooting for the Mets since the 80s. I mean, but either way, you're just hoping. And then that eighth inning was just like an emotional roller coaster. But from glory, when Nimmo hit that homer, like, you know, to go ahead, yeah, I was screaming, going crazy. Woke up everybody else who wasn't awake in the area. But then the end of the eighth, yeah, I thought I had to check my blood pressure. Like, I'm literally pulling it out. I don't even want to tell you.
I was surrounded by Mets fans. I'm like, these guys can't breathe in here. They're pacing. Evan will not stop tapping his shoes off. Luigi was silent. I'm like, you guys are better than me. If it was a Yankee game, I wouldn't want to be on air. I wouldn't want to be around anybody. No.
It was amazing. I mean, but, you know, all you could do is just keep playing. Didn't want to get to that second game, but Lindor, God bless him. You know, when he went out, what, it was 2 weeks ago or a week and a half, I guess, with the back. And I remember that slide came in up a little, like, comfy. You could tell. And when you tweaked your lower back, oh, man, horrible. But, you know, thank God that he's able to get it back up. And just to have that, when he hit that, though, I did not go crazy when he hit that. It was just kind of, you just
blacked out for a moment, like, wait. That ball.
No, not even blacked out. It's just like, let's get it done. Yeah. I mean, it's immense.
Yeah. Evan Roberts Evan Roberts still was like, the game is not over. They haven't won anything yet.
Yeah, but to see, like, and you know what, give Mendoza credit for, like, letting Diaz go back out there. There was that time, I guess he blew it in Arizona, and I was thinking the same thing. When he blew it, and I was like, he brought him out the next day, and brother came out and got it done. And God bless, because
that's what you want. That's a competitor. Thanks for the call, Michael. That's exactly what you want. As many people as I've heard call and complain about Edwin Diaz as a closer, I'm like, you don't have Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes isn't a competitor like that. Clay Holmes is a doormat. Clay Holmes, he's not cut from that cloth. He's not like that. I remember I had to take months ago. I said, if Clay Holmes is your closer and you don't plan on winning in October, he's not like that. Edwin Diaz is like that. Edwin Diaz had at least three pitches that I saw with everyone else that he wasn't getting as strikes from the in the upper right corner and the upper left corner. He wasn't getting those as called strikes. They were called balls. Depending on the umpire, depending on the day, those are strikes. Changes the at-bat, changes the count. But, like, yes, when he blew it against the Diamondbacks, Carlos Mendoza, again, got to be manager of the year. Mendoza said, I expect him to come out tomorrow and get the last three outs, and that's exactly what he did. Just threw his fastball in there. You got to love that. You got to love that. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, yesterday was just a ridiculous day. If you're a Mets fan, if you're a sports fan, you will remember that one forever. And for people that don't watch baseball, I feel sorry for you because you don't get it. For people that are not in New York City and don't understand, like, you won't get it. You don't understand what Mets fans have gone through. And for the Yankee fan, that needs to be negative about it. Like, it really doesn't concern you. It's got nothing to do with you. I see a lot of Yankee fans even saying to me where they don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm going to troll the entire day when they bring Haley Welch Hawk to a girl out there and they blow a lead to the Oakland A's. I'm trolling that entire day. But you know what they did after that? They came back from it. And you know what I've said a bunch of times? Yo, this team is resilient. Yo, this team has 9 lives. Yo, this team always gets off the mat. Yo, they find a way. Just when you think they're dead, they're not dead. They're left for dead. I didn't hear it today. I was in and out of, like, I think I took the train home, and then I was trying to get myself together for, you know, taking care of my son and then, you know, trying to take a nap and then watch the NFL games tonight and then come in here. But I think they had, like, on Evan and Tiki, I don't know, a collection of takes from host on WFAN saying the Mets were done, the Mets were dead, this team's got to sell, this team sucks. I don't know if I was featured in that because I don't think there was many nights because me being a baseball fan, it ain't over till it's over, until it's mathematically over. I might have laughed. I might have been like, yeah, it's going to be uphill. But I don't think there was any audio of me saying they're dead, they're done, they're not going to make the postseason, this team sucks, sell. And I'm just like, we'll see how it goes, because what do I always say? We take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month, and that's why you got to love baseball. I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball. Baseball is the best sport. I know NFL is king. Don't get me wrong. NFL is king. It's not the best sport. Baseball is the best sport because of what you just saw and how layered and complex it is. And every year I learn more stuff about baseball. I don't consider myself baseball savant. I don't consider myself, a baseball almanac of history. Honestly, I'm a baseball fan as far as like you'll have a good time with me if you pull up to the stadium. Like, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a stadium fan. I'm a ballpark fan. I've been to 17 ballparks. I know how to turn it up that way. But I just, every year, am amazed with what baseball does, what Major League Baseball does. And as more and more people try to write it off, I hope they continue to evolve. As more and more people try to say, baseball is lame, it's whack. No, you just don't get it. So if that's how you feel, don't buy any tickets. If that's how you feel, you know, leave seats open for us in the postseason because I'm trying to go to the game. Don't take up any space for the people that care. 888-808-1019. Stay on the line. I got to fly through these calls, so let's take a break here. When we come back, it's my last 25 minutes or so. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. This is my last little run here. Keith McPherson, KM to 2 a.m. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for living in the day that was into this morning. The Mets will be back on at 5:32. I have a 7 p.m. show, so if you didn't get to me tonight, the Mets game will start. I won't do too much on, you know, the live part. It was funny listening to Evan try not to do play-by-play. We're not supposed to do play-by-play. And, you know, in radio, especially with, you know, Odyssey providing the call with Howie Rose on 880, legally you're not supposed to do that. And also there's a school of thought that, like, if there's a live game on, you know, the people would be listening to that live game or watching that live game without you in their headphones or on in the car or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's to each his own. I don't think you can really say what people do. I know there's plenty of times I've been on and people have watched Nick games or Mets games or other games with me on in the background. So if you weren't able to get through tonight, you can definitely call tomorrow. Tomorrow night is going to be reaction to game one of the NL wild card. Luis Severino on the mound versus Freddie Peralta. Let's go, Sevy. Hold it down. Let's get back to the phones before I'm out of here. Anthony is in Tom's River. Anthony, you got it.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good.
So I just want to get back to that point where you made about King of New York. First of all, I'm a Knicks fan and a Yankee fan. I think it's Brunson for sure. But between Judge and Lindor, how could it even be Lindor? Even if Lindor, well, he did today and everything, obviously he's great yesterday. But, like, New York is a Yankee town. There's a lot of Mets fans, but, like, it's 40% in New York, 60%.
Wait,
New York,
what?
Yankee fans.
I think Yankee fans underestimate how many Mets fans there are, especially older Mets fans that are not tweeting They're not on Instagram. There are a ton of Mets fans in New York. I firsthand have learned through being on WFAN, meeting them in person, and people assuming that I just hate the Mets from trolling. No, there's a ton of Mets fans. And right now, they're lifting up Francisco Lindor as the king of New York.
That could be after today, but let's just forget about the last games of the season they both had. The season Aaron Judge had, I'm saying, it's no doubt better than Lindor. How could Lindor be the king?
Lindor can be the king because how many times has he put the team on his back to propel them to wins and into the postseason? There is no argument that he if there's three seats for King of New York, he's on that third seat.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely up there.
Now, I'm not ranking them 1, 2, 3 with Brunson 1, Lindor 2, Judge 3, but I am leaving it open-ended to say, depending on what Judge we get in this October, depending on when, like, there's a scenario where Lindor powers the Mets through October, and if the Mets are playing and the Yankees are eliminated, then what are we talking about, King of New York?
It's
going to shift.
Judge bats 160 in the playoffs again, then obviously Lindor carries the Mets to a deep playoff run.
I'm just the biggest fan of Judge as everybody else. I want Judge to do well.
I just got one more Yankee point.
But I got to give respect to Francisco Lindor. He's an MVP candidate. He's not going to win it. Judge is obviously going to win the MVP, but Lindor deserves the respect. Yeah, I'm not cutting you off. You got it.
One more Yankee point. I've been saying all season long, if the Yankees play the best version of themselves that they had this season in the playoffs, they go all the way. If not, that's what it boils down to. You agree?
Yeah, of course. But, like, which one are we going to get?
If they play the best version of themselves, there's no one better than them in the American League and even in the whole league.
We just saw them this week lose back-to-back series at home. Like, I don't know. I'm ready to be devastated. I'm ready to be happy as these Mets fans. Thanks for the call, Anthony. 888-808-1019. See, it's different. The Mets fan is saying, you did it for me. I came into the season not thinking we were making the postseason. Today was everything. Whatever happens after this, so what? If the magic carpet ride continues through the wild card round into the DS, great. But, it's fine. The Yankee fan is like, yo, World Series, nothing less. You got Juan Soto on this team. You don't know if he's going to be on this team next year. That's another thing as we're talking about. We're comparing Judge's numbers with Lindor's numbers. Lindor had a bunch of rotating guys batting behind him. Judge got the hit behind Soto all year. It was a tandem of Judge and Soto. Obviously, I'm not taking anything away from Judge, but it's just like, talk about an MVP, talking about a guy putting a team on his back. He deserves to be called the king in this city. He's earned it. And with the Yankees and the Yankee fans, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going to be all positive. I'll be positive Keithy. I will bang the drum of positivity on the fan come Saturday and beyond. I'll see y'all in the Bronx Saturday. But I'm realistic. I am ready to be devastated. I'm ready to be tears of joy, happy like some of these Mets fans were today. 888-808-1019. I know that's what comes with it. And I know that this Yankees team, their bats can go completely cold and quiet. I know that this Yankees team, the wind could blow the wrong way and Carlos Rodon can't pitch. I know Garrett Cole is a creature of habit where if Billy Crystal is out there for too long or the pageantry of the postseason in October with television and all the other stuff, it could throw him off. Just be ready for it. Don't just think that we're going to glide to the World Series and win it. They haven't done it in 15 years. Danny's in Queens. Danny, you got it.
Yo, what's going on, Keith? Man, listen, it's good talking. Yo, it's good talking to you, man. You really touching on a lot of points. So you're stinging my thunder a little bit, but, you know, it's all good because we're talking both Yankee and Mets baseball. So to start off, me as a diehard Yankee fan, I'm going to tell you right now, being able to watch what the Mets did today in that epic first game of a doubleheader against Atlanta was unbelievable. It's what baseball is all about. This is why I love the postseason. This is why I love meaningful baseball. Those guys were resilient. They deserved that win because they did not give in. Even despite of things that were not going their way, even when they brought in Diaz, they figured out a way how to get back in it, steal the momentum again, and then lock and load. Mm-hmm. So super excited for them, even as a Yankee fan. But I got to say this because I've been, like, looking at what our playoff picture looks like. And with a team that's behind, and I'm talking about, again, the Mets, so they're coming from behind. They were at a point where they were not even in playoff contention. For them to even made it this far is unrealistic. It's unbelievable. So right now they have nothing to lose, whereas in our case, Yankees' expectations, obviously, nothing if they do not go all the way at this point. It is either now or never because, of course, the Juan Soto teaming up with Aaron Judge. So we got to go yard. We got to go all the way. We got to get number 2-8 so that we can lock that in. But now I'm more concerned because of what you just pointed out, which has been our concern, and we've seen it happen and unfold. Let's not – I mean, I'm getting it – so, because, again, all the teams that are in right now are relevant, but this Mets team gets, if they get through this wild card series and then they continue to go and beat up on the Phillies, like, do I want to see them against Yankees in a World Series, or do I rather see the Dodgers and the Yankees in a World Series?
Thanks for the call, Danny, and I appreciate the call, but I just can't do that tonight. I know people want to do that so much. Subway Series, World Series, stop. We have weeks before we can really have that conversation. You know how hard that is to happen? Like, you know how, like, you know how many things have to go right for us to happen? Like, do I want to see? You know what? If the Mets-Yankees play in a World Series, so be it. I just want the Yankees to play in a World Series. If the Mets get to a World Series versus the Yankees, this city will be upside down. I'll have access to both stadiums as credential media. Sure, let's do it. But it's just, come on. Like, we would need a lot to get there. That's not the conversation for today. I know fans just got to jump to that. Oh, I want a Subway Series. Yeah, well, it happened when I was in the fifth grade. It was cool. I barely remember it. Like, I don't need it. I don't need that. What I do need is for the Yankees to win. And I would like for the Mets to win. I'm not rooting against them. It's good for business. It's good for conversation nightly on the Fan. Bob is in Middletown, New Jersey. Bob, you're up next.
How are you doing, Keith? Great show. I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks. Was listening to the Fan today, and it was just, it was you know, a combination of, you know, totally hilarious, and it was totally passionate. I'm very happy for Evan and Lugie. And last week I called Lugie up and I, you know, got under his skin, and I was just reminding him about the Yankees record, you know, making the playoffs versus the Mets in '62. But it was funny because he got mad, he got upset, but it was funny. But I'm really happy for him. And I was going to mention the potential for that to happen, but I can understand how difficult it would be for the Yanks, you know, the Yankees to actually meet the Mets. But I was gonna ask you, do you think the Yankees will utilize Dominguez or Verdugo?
Verdugo, I expect them to play for two reasons. The defense, you can't have defensive liabilities where you give up runs where the pitchers are doing their job, but you know, a young guy doesn't make a play. Verdugo's more proven out there, has way more reps out there. And then also they're gonna lean on the fact that Dominguez has never played in the postseason, and a couple years back, Verdugo did with the Red Sox, and he showed up. He's got some decent postseason numbers. I expect them to run Verdugo out there, but I don't expect them to just absolutely not use Dominguez in spots and in certain situations. Let's see, but I think that if they had to put a lineup out today for Saturday, it would be Verdugo in left field over Dominguez.
I agree, definitely. And one last thing real quick, I mean, if you were to look at the Mets as like a boxer, you know, they've been so resilient. They're like Rocky, you know, and they really are incredibly resilient. I've got so many friends of mine that are Mets fans, like really, really dear friends, and I'm very happy for them. But every time the Mets were kicked around, they got back up like a good boxer. But I appreciate you taking my call. God bless you, Keith. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Yeah, you know how hard it is to do anything in New York, like to be successful. Everything that comes with it, even like, for example, us as radio hosts here. That's why when I got on, I gave Lugie his props. You know how nerve-wracking that is for Lugie to say that he's positive Tommy, he's a generational talent, he will lead us. Like, I thought that was ballsy. I'm like, you're making it too much about yourself. You don't get to play. You don't swing the bat. You don't throw the ball. You're talking about I will lead us. Like, if they don't actually make the postseason, it's going to blow up in your face. They made it. He won. And for that Mets team to be able to block out all of the noise from the fans, from analysts, from radio hosts, from opponents, from whatever, for them to block out the noise every single time, for them to block out their own organization that had Huck to a girl show up on kids' day and throw out the first pitch, for them to block that out and say, that doesn't matter, that doesn't affect us. We control our own destiny. We got to go out and win. And get it done in game 161, the way that they did, in the fashion that they did today, like, that's an instant classic. There are so many little things from that game today that you'll remember forever. And who knows, the Mets getting hot right now, carrying this momentum right now, having the pitching, having the lineup, they are the exact prototype of the team that gets hot as a wild card and goes on a run. You've seen it multiple years. They are the exact team that we're talking about when we say it's a crapshoot. They are the exact team that barely got in, but they're healthy. They have the pitching. They have the hitting. They have the manager that they can get hot and go on a run and surprise some teams and get to the World Series. Why not? John is in Brooklyn. My last call of the night. Go for it, John. You got it.
Oh, what's up, Keith? It's been a minute since I called you, man. Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, that today, this whole season for the Mets, it's been so cool. They retired Dwight Gooden's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They retired Darryl Strawberry's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when they retired Darryl Strawberry's jersey, he made some comments that it felt like they were clowning the Mets. And the Mets, you should have seen their face in the dugout. They looked at each other, and they looked at each other like, man, we're getting clowned right now. From that point on, it's like when they had that, looked like they had that meeting, and they said, yo, we can't be the stock of New York. We can't be a sloppy stock no more, man. We got to turn this around. And kudos for them for doing it, and Mendoza for getting it, you know, for getting it done and putting Lindor where he actually belonged in the leadoff spot. From that point on, we were rolling, baby. Let's go Mets, and let's go Yankees. And for the Knicks fans, we can never win with the Knicks fans. We get a center, we crush them. We wanted Randall out of here, now we miss him. I don't know. We can't win with the Knicks fans. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
And check this out, Pete. Today, I was dancing so much when the Mets won. Next year, I'm trying out for the Mets dancing crew. How about that one?
I forgot they had the dance crew. I forgot all about Queen's Best Dance Crew. I was trolling that for weeks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect what they do on the field. It does not matter. As I'm going back and thinking about how they were almost no-hit by the Marlins, almost had a no-hitter against the Toronto Blue Jays. Nope. Resilient. Edwin Diaz getting ejected with the sticky stuff on Sunday Night Baseball. Oh, who's going to close now? Resilient. Didn't matter. Sweeping the Yankees. Handing the Yankees a 12-2 loss that I physically went to go see. And I think that was the worst game I ever saw with my own two eyes in Yankee Stadium, because I saw Mets fans in our building telling Yankee fans to shut the F up, sit the F down. What now? Not so tough now. Not so big now. We're the big brothers. We own you. I'm like, this is hell on earth. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Watching Severino and these guys turn around in the bullpen, interacting with their fans and their friends and family, whooping it up behind the visitors' dugout. I'm like, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. The month of June that the Mets had. Pete Alonso being the only All-Star. Pete Alonso being the only All-Star and being terrible in the home run derby. Didn't matter. Didn't affect anything. There's just too many moments, man. There's too many moments. It was I saw the 12-3 loss in the Bronx. And let me see. Then I saw the 9-7 win in Queens, where I got out of there before the Yankees even started to come back and make it a thing. It didn't matter. All in all, the Mets are in. They have a game tonight at 5:32 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody's 0-0. Doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. Doesn't matter the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. Anybody can get it done. Anybody can get bounced. And I'm glad that we have a New York City team in the National League to watch, to talk about. I'll be back at 7 p.m. I'll book some guests. I'll take your calls. We'll talk football. We'll talk Knicks basketball. maybe some Brooklyn Nets basketball, because the Nets aren't going to be as bad as you guys try to make it seem. But yeah, then we'll get all of your calls and reactions to whatever happens in game one, Luis Severino versus Freddie Peralta. It's the most wonderful time. It's October now. Pretty soon we're going to have hockey and basketball and football, obviously, and the best part of the baseball season. C-Max coming up next to hold it down. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.